people are so straightforward here. That was like, oh no.
Sometimes you are confronted with huge challenges, but then you realize, oh, it's not only a challenge, it's a great opportunity for me.
Especially personally for me is I became more patient in my lifetime and I've become more confident.
Der Weltwärts Podcast. Wir nehmen dich mit zu Menschen, Momenten und Abenteuern auf der ganzen Welt.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Weltwärts-Podcast. Mein Name ist Magnus, ich bin euer Host und ich habe vor 8 Jahren einen Freiwilligendienst in Ghana absolviert. Weltwärts funktioniert aber nicht nur in diese eine Richtung, aus dem globalen Norden in den globalen Süden, sondern eben auch genau andersrum. Und darauf wollen wir heute mal ein bisschen schauen, denn heute habe ich Yaga Dashin zu Gast. Sie ist aus der südlichsten Region in Indien, also aus Tamil Nadu. Und wir sprechen heute über ihren Freiwilligendienst, den sie in Berlin absolviert hat, in einem Kindergarten. Wir werden heute auf Englisch miteinander sprechen. Ich hoffe, das ist für euch alle in Ordnung, denn für uns ist das auf jeden Fall einfacher. Hello, Yaga Dashin. I'm happy to have you on our podcast.
Hello, Magnus. Same here.
So, in what kind of project did you exactly work? You were in a kindergarten, I believe?
Yeah, I was in the kindergarten. It was in a bilingual kindergarten.
And what exactly were your tasks there? What did you do there?
So usually we work from Monday to Friday for 8 hours. So I used to help them in frühstück, yeah, breakfast, and then lunch to mingle with our children and to unzin and outzin of jacket. To put on their... In between, I get German words because in Gita, we used to say, Anzin Nayaka. So put on the jacket and everything. And I used to help them in crafts. We do lots of crafts with the kids. And I used to play with them lots of the time. Then during the nap time, we help them to make them sleep.
Don't worry about your language. I believe I'm doing the same thing in the opposite direction. So when I'm speaking German, I try to include a lot of English words. When you speak English, you try to include some German words. So I think we will get through with this. I wanted to ask you 5 questions today. So we have 5 questions that I prepared, fast questions. So are you ready? Should we just start into it?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay, so we think back before your voluntary service in Germany. Why did you do a voluntary service in Germany?
That was a good question. Actually, I was a master in sociology, that is social work. So I'm totally interested in work related with social sector. So I was keep on 2 years I was working as a social worker in India. I was looking something interested, something which is not usual to my day-to-day life. So at the time, I got to know about volunteering service in Germany. So I just want to do that, which is very excited and something very new to myself, and it's not common in India that everyone do volunteer, so I just want to give a chance in it.
Yeah, and it seems like you really put yourself up for a challenge there. But when you then arrived in Germany, what I experienced was a big culture shock when I came to Ghana. How was it for you when you arrived in Germany for the first time? Did you have something like a culture shock, and how did you deal with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Cultural shock was there for me. Mainly the language barrier was my main thing, and people are so straightforward here. That was like, oh no, which was really, I felt that was rude. But day to day, after 1 year, I was like, yeah, that's correct. We should also be same like them. So I got used to it, and I just started coping with that, and I started absorbing it more than complaining it. That's how I cope up.
I feel like that is a very important part of voluntary service. Sometimes you are confronted with huge challenges, but then you realize, oh, it's not only a challenge, it's a great opportunity for me. Something that was very different to what you were used to is, I believe, the kindergarten system in Germany. If you compare both systems, how would you compare them in India and in Germany?
Yeah, that's actually in India, the structure is like more academical oriented in young age. and it's a two structure. When I saw in Germany, it's more constructed about children trust and how freedom they have in young age, how alone they can do their own work. But in India, it is all about teacher-oriented stuffs. So both have their own strength, but I really appreciate the trust on kids here they have.
Yeah, but I believe exactly what we talked about before, that something like this is so different than what you are used to it. And maybe at first you think, oh, okay, it's maybe the one is better than the other, but then you realize, oh, they both have benefits. Nevertheless, I believe that there have been quite big challenges in dealing with those differences. What has been a big challenge in your voluntary service?
So big challenge for me. Usually in kindergarten, I didn't felt any challenges. It was with kids so easy. But throughout the volunteering, weather was a big challenge for me. So we are in tropical region. When we come within 2-3 months, it's winter. Winter is very first to me in my lifetime. So it was a great challenge for me. But somehow seeing the snowfalls for the first time, I just got used to it and start waiting for frulling spring season. And when spring comes, summer comes, it was like, oh, wow, whole different city it is after winter.
Exactly. I believe I've never lived in Berlin or stayed in Berlin for a longer time, but I have been to Berlin in summer, in spring, and also in winter. And I believe that exactly for Berlin, or especially for Berlin, it's very true that in the summer it's much, much better there to stay there. So that was our first four question. Now my last question for you is, what were the biggest learnings for you throughout the voluntary service that you did?
Yeah, of course, there are lots of learning, especially personally for me is I became more patient in my lifetime and I've become more confident now. I truly believe that these things happen only because of volunteering service all this 1 year. So yeah, patience and confidence.
Patience and confidence.
Yeah, and I have to add one thing, independence, which I just learned in volunteering service, because which is not the common when I was in India, being independent. So here, much more independent.
Okay, last but not least, I would like to invite you for a short thought experiment. Think about the time before your voluntary service and send yourself something like a voice message. What would you say to yourself that you would have liked to hear before or during your voluntary service?
Okay, actually, I was not do that, but I wrote a letter before volunteering to myself.
And what did you write in that?
So I was like returning, try new culture, start speaking with people, be independent, and use this 1 year like as much you can learn about new things and learn about myself. These are the things I wrote in my letter. After volunteering year has over, I have opened it. I have gone through it. I was like, yeah, I have almost done everything which I wrote and I have become more than what I was written.
Great. That sounds really amazing, because I did the same thing. Maybe when you have the opportunity to recommend your younger version something, maybe in preparation for this voluntary service, what would you guide yourself towards?
For sure, I would suggest them to do like volunteering at least 6 months, because volunteering is something where we learn about not like theoretically, it's like hands-on practice, and you come to know about how to lead your life on yourself. So it's not something someone force you to do, but when you keep on doing alone, you come to know about how to lead a life for yourself. So that would be my suggestion.
And I think that's also a very nice last sentence. Thank you, Jagadashin. Thank you so much for your time and for the input that you had for our viewers and also for me. It was really rewarding. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you so much for this opportunity too.
Und natürlich Dankeschön an alle Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer. Wenn euch der Podcast gefallen hat und ihr keine Folge mehr verpassen wollt, dann abonniert den Podcast gerne. Und falls es irgendwelche Fragen oder Anmerkungen gibt, dann schreibt uns gerne bei Instagram. In der nächsten Folge spreche ich mit den beiden anderen ehemaligen Freiwilligen Max und Annika. Da geht es dann darum, welchen Impact der Freiwilligendienst eigentlich hatte, was danach wirklich bleibt und vor allem, wie man sich danach im Weltwärtskosmos weiter engagieren kann. In 2 Wochen sprechen Antonia und ich dann in der letzten Folge dieser Staffel mit Florian Vitello. Sein Freiwilligendienst liegt zwar noch länger zurück als mein eigener, aber diese Zeit hat ihn bis heute sehr geprägt. Heute ist er erfolgreicher Journalist und hat eine beeindruckende Karriere hingelegt, über die wir mit ihm sprechen wollen und natürlich wissen wollen, wie ihn dieser Freiwilligendienst dahin gebracht hat. Ich freue mich sehr darauf und ich freue mich auch, wenn ihr wieder einschaltet. Bis dahin.
Der Weltwärts-Podcast ist ein Podcast von Engagement Global im Auftrag des Bundesministeriums für wirtschaftliche Zusammenarbeit und Entwicklung. Eine Produktion der TuKnO Agency GmbH. Moderation Antonia Kögelmeier und Magnus Meyer. Produzent Michael Ziesche. Redaktion Sarah Klöser. Redaktion Engagement Global Fabian Herbart und Julia Esther. Mehr Infos gibt es unter www.weltwärts.de.